Oliver's Grief.
Once upon a time, in a village on an unknown mountain, where no natural disasters had occurred, a man named Oliver watched his brother die with tears in his eyes. His brother said one last thing.
Goodbye, brother. I hope I can see Mom and Dad where I'm going.
Oh, Remy. Wait! Remy, no! I'm late for work. Oh, who cares? Maybe I'll talk to the God Messenger Merchant to bring my family back.
Oliver walked to the God Messenger Merchant and asked a question as she was in front of her shop.
Hello, Merchant. I'd like to talk to the God of Death, Meadows. Am I in the right place?
One gold coin, one service, as it says on my sign.
Fine.
With that attitude, I will not help you.
He handed her a gold coin.
Follow me and drop that attitude, if you want your head after seeing Meadows.
When Oliver and the merchant went into the shop, they rose in the air, glowing purple.
Humba, 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 humba.
As the merchant chanted in an untranslatable language, Oliver saw Meadows asleep, with his head aflame.
Hey, Meadows, wake up.
What? Who is it?
How dare you take my family away? Bring them back this instant.
Do you know how often I had to hear that same demand? I'm done with you living mortals. I curse your realm to never come here unless you're dead, and I decree that mortals can't come back to life.
You failed me, brother.
Oliver instantly vanished from the spot, chained to a rock under the mountain where he once lived, undead, screaming with rage,
no!
Causing natural disasters to this day.
Let that be a lesson that impossible demands will get you nowhere. And this is why death in the past is permanent.